Yeah, sure.
More than that.
More than that. 10%.
Medical school for 4 years.
Hey, so somebody start the mission. Mom and base of
Seder brachos, Omer avos gurus uktushas Hashem, v'kol malchios imahen v'eino tokea. Uktushas hayom v'tokea, zichronos v'tokea, shofros v'tokea. V'omer avod avoda u'berchas kohanim. Diver yochum menuri. Rashi, Seder brachos, the mitzvah b'shalosh tkios shal shalosh shalosh. K'ditani l'kamon v'pirkin.
That's on the next part, right?
So he's going on the second. He's going on the second one, Rabbi Akiva, right?
No, isn't that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Kiddush Yom Tekeah.
But Rashi says the mitzvah b'shalosh tkios shel shalosh shalosh.
That's on both of them.
That's not going to go according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri.
Why not?
Because he doesn't have shalosh in the Kiddushas Hayom.
He has one, three on Kiddushas Hayom, three on Zecharos, and three on Shofros.
1 second. He has the Malchus in Kiddushas Hashem.
Right. No Tekiah.
No Tekiah.
Right.
What does he do in Kiddushas Hayom?
He's Tekiah on Kiddushas Hayom.
Three.
There's no Malchus there.
Right.
So, right, and then what does he do by Zecharos?
It's Tekiah.
It's shalosh.
Right.
So he has shalosh eino tekeah.
No. What do you mean shalosh tekeos?
No, shalosh psukim.
Well, he has 10 seconds now.
I understand, but there's the shalosh. There's the ikur is the shalosh, and then you have an extra one to make 10. Right.
You think shalosh is referring to psukim? I thought shalosh was the Mishnah which says.
The mitzvah b'sholosh. You're right. I made a mistake. He's not going on the psukim.
Right,
he's going on the tekiyos. He's
going
on the tekiyos. Right. That's right. The mitzvah b'sholosh tekiyos, shel sholosh sholosh. So that would be according to both.
Right.
That'd be according to both. Okay, good. The mitzvah b'sholosh tekiyos. Rashi is good. Okay.
Why is he bringing in the tekiyos over here?
Good question.
Is he saying
question.
That they're...
That's a good question. Why is he bringing in the tekiyos over there? That's a good question.
And also Rashi on that Mishnah of Seir Tekiyos Shalosh Shalosh Shalosh, he says Achas Amachos, Achas Zechronos, Achas Zechronos.
Right.
So I don't know if maybe is that Rabbi Akiva.
He's going like Rabbi Akiva.
You think so?
It has to be. Right?
It seems so.
Yeah, because otherwise, it's going to be from the Nuri, not the Kerber.
Right. This is the Yom Zechronos and Shofros.
But that's a good question. The question is, why does Rashi bring in the Tzkiyos? Another question. The simple question that... I think we asked many times before in the Mishnah. Now, why does the Mishnah have to say Omer Avos Gvuros Ukedushas Hashem? Okay, so I understand you have to say Kedushim because Kol Malchi Simon.
Right.
That's where Bichon Muri disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. Vein at Tekeah. And that's why he can share with Tekeah, Zechronis at Tekeah, Shofros at Tekeah. But he doesn't have to say Va'omer Avodah Va'odah Berchus Kohanim. That's the ordinary Shmara. That's the ordinary Shmonasri. And he doesn't have to say Omer Avos Gvuros. He just should have started off Omer Kedushas Hashem V'kol Malchus Imon V'Eina Tokea and Kedushas Hayom V'Tokea Zechmanas V'Tokea Shefas V'Tokea Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Amar Rabbi Akiva V'Eina Tokea Malchus Lama Maske Ela. He doesn't have to start off again. Omer Avos Gvuros Kedushas Hashem V'Kol Malchus Kedushas Hayom. That we know, and then he has again Avodah Avodah Berchus Kohanim. What do we need this for? Redundancy. Twice.
According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, when he's saying Kol Malchus Imahen, I mean, what's your friend? That's plural, right? I mean,
that's right.
We were wondering actually, is it on? For three, or is it just on Kedushas Hashem?
No, he's only calling Kedushas Hashem.
So So the Imahen is funny then, right?
Yeah.
One time it's funny.
You know, water is first in Machius is plural.
It means the exclusion of like the next three, you know? You do Machius with the...
Yeah, but you still say Imo.
No, I know, so, but it's... There's the first ones are the first three are Shevach, and the next ones are like the middle. So it's...
I mean, you should have said like Rabbi Kiva. Go Machius in Kedushas Hayam.
You should say Kedushas Hashem, right?
I mean Kedushas Hashem, I'm sorry. You should have said Kol Malchus and Kedushas Hashem, just like Rabbi Akiva said, Kol Malchus and Kedushas Hayom.
So you mean to go with there's a unit of Gimel Rishonos, so Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri is saying that it goes with the Gimel Rishonos.
But it really doesn't.
What?
But it really doesn't.
Right, it goes with Kedushas Hashem.
No, it goes with those three. It doesn't go with Bakasha, of the middle brook. It goes with Emsa. It goes Imohen with those three...
Why doesn't Rabbi Akiva say Imohen with the three Bakasha? Let's leave it now. It's a good, your approach is good. Right.
How do we know that he does it by Kedushas Hashem?
I think it's a good question, Imohen is a good question. I hear your approach, it's a good approach. Hold on to it. Okay, what did you say?
How do we know? Is it openly stated that he says it by Kedushas Hashem?
The Kedushas Hashem...
Does he openly state that he does
that's
it?
That's clear. He doesn't... He can't do it with the Gvuros. Mm-hmm. It's clear. There's no one to learn any other way. Because it's not possible to. Okay. Yet to unravel a mission is not easy, huh?
It's a hard mission.
Could be it's the Rav's answer. But I think you have to say over here like this, to answer one question at least, why you have to have the repetition of the Avos and the Gvuros and the Kedushas Hashem. The reason is, and maybe that's what Rashi means by the Tzkiyas, because the halacha is you need Avos and Gvuros and Kedushas Hashem for Tefillah, for the Sipur Dvarim of Tefillah. But the shofar is also Tefillah. There are a lot of riots that shofar is considered tefillah. One riot was what the Rav said, Shemeya Kol Tshuasamo. So he sees like Shemeya Tefillah. And the Gemara on the Chavav, I think, says that the shofar has to be bent or straight. I mean, so you see the shofar is tied in with tefillah. Right, that's the kofar. So really, what you're engaged in is a double tefillah. Okay? A tefillah of Sfiras Dvarim and a tefillah of Shofar. So the reason why the Mishnah has to say that you say Avos or Gvuros or Kedushas Hashem, because just like the tefillah of the Sfiras Dvarim requires Avos, Gvuros and Kedushas Hashem, and requires at the end, it requires Avodah Hodah and Berachas Kahanim, so too the tefillah of the Tzkiyas requires these six. So that would be very good. That would be very good. How Rashi says, you're right. Tzkiyas shel sholosh sholosh. So Rashi's answering the question because it's the Tzkiyas that requires the Avos and the Gvuros and the Kedushas Hashem. You know what I mean?
What's the problem with Rashi?
No problem. The problem was why... what was the question you asked? You asked the question, right?
Yeah, why is he bringing the Tekiyos over here?
Yeah, why is he bringing the Tekiyos over? So the answer is because that's why the Mishnah has to repeat that you need Avos, Gvuros, and Kedushas Hashem, because You need it for the tefillah of the tzkiyas. In other words, the tzkiyas themselves are tefillahs. So you need the avos and the gvuros and the kedushas Hashem for the tefillah itself, like you always need in every Shemona Esrei. But you need it here again for the tzkiyas, for the tefillah of the tzkiyas. Right, so it's a double kiyum. Mm-hmm. That would answer your question.
Mm-hmm. Isn't
it more than that?
Yeah.
We're saying it's a tefillah. It's a din tefillah itself. As a matter of fact, I mean, how does the Targum translate Yom Tzur Yelachem? What is Yom Yabava? Crying, tefillah. It's a kiyum and tefillah itself, we're saying, not just a kiyum in the tefillah.
That comprises its own entity of tefillah. It has pull along with it the introduction and the conclusion.
It has to have an introduction.
And a conclusion.
And a conclusion like the ordinary Shemona Esrei requires. That's what the mission is teaching us. And that's why we're going to give us to repeat. And so when Rabbi Kiva repeats it, he says, El Omer Avos Gvuros Kedushas Hashem. So he repeats it again because he's repeating because it's a new requirement. It's a requirement for the Tzkiyas. In Tzkiyas, there's a lot of things. So you can be Tokeya without the Kiyum Tefillah. It's incomplete though. But in its complete form, it requires the Shalosh Rishonos and the Shalosh Achronos, just like Tefillah itself, which is Sipur Dvarim. Okay? The Rav said that. I'm not certain. I believe the Rav said it. I have to maybe check it out. All right. But it makes perfect sense. Okay. Is lacking. You mean because we're being Yotzei, that's the Baal Amar. Right, remember the Balmora? As Balmora said, they never did that. Never used to do that.
Did you do it beforehand?
They never did it beforehand, he said, right? Balmora says. Because you're really supposed to be with Tefillah. But because of the arm that leaves, so that's why they were Masarah. But really, they shouldn't have done it. I will have to get into a separate question of how it works out. So do you lose the Kiyum Tefillah later, or? It's like saying Krishna before Brachas Krishna.
Yeah, right.
Making things worse.
Amar Rabbi Akiva, Amina Tokei Lamachios, Lamahu Maskir. Ella Omer Avos Gvuros Kedushas Hashem.
No, 1 second, you skip. Sorry.
Ella Omer Avos Gvuros Kedushas Hashem, Vekol Malchios Im Kedushas Hayom Vetokeya, Zichronos Vetokeya, Shofaros Vetokeya, Omer Avod Avodo, Brachas Kohanim. Okay, Gemara. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, Amino Tokea, Lamalchios, Lamu Maskir. Lamu Maskir, Rachman Amar Itkar.
What kind of kashya is Rabbi Akiva asking? Right. What do you mean, Lamu Maskir? Torah says you have to say Malchios. He shouldn't have asked Lamu Maskir. He has to be Maskir Malchios. The Torah says Maskir Malchios. So, what was his question? On Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, he can't be asking why is he Maskir the Malchios? I mean, that's the chiv of the Torah. So what does he say?
Hello, lama eser. Lema tesha, dehol v'ishtani, ishtani.
And so what does that mean?
Rashi.
Lama.
Rashi. Lema tesha, dehol v'ishtani. Dehol v'ishtani malchios mizichronos le'inyin tekiya, she'ein token bahen, ishtanu nami, lichos mehen.
I mean,
should we question?
Yeah, what kind of a question is that? And moreover, I mean, he's not asking the main question.
Why are you not Tekeya Malchios?
Right. Rabbi Akiva really well, you have to be Tekeya where?
Malchios.
And you have to be Tekeya Malchios. In Kedushas Hayom, right?
Right.
No. You should have asked.
How can you not take care of Malchios?
Right.
What?
How can you not be taking care of Malchios? You're taking care of the show for us. How are you not taking care of Malchios?
Right.
Now, why aren't you, according to Yochanan ben Uri?
Why not do it? What, could you be tokeya on?
That's an impossible one, it seems.
Right.
For some reason.
For some reason.
For some reason, that's an impossible one. Kasha is not the ikar thing.
No.
He really should have said, like the Gemara says, "Emeina tokeya lamo masker."
Right.
Right.
That's what you thought the question was.
That's what I thought the question was.
Right.
Right? But the Gemara rejects that. That's not Rabbi Akiva's question. But that would have been a question on the Iker.
Right.
That the Iker is, if you're saying Malchus Rabbi Akiva holds, you have to have Tkiyas. And according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Ori, you're saying Malchus without Tkiyas. Right?
Right.
But the Gemara rejects that question.
Right.
The Gemara says, no, Rabbi Akiva was there. He's fine with the saying Malchus not Tkiyas.
Right.
But what he's not fine with is what?
I'm touching him out, I'm sick of the thing.
You gotta change, you gotta diminish.
Since it's different in that you don't, that you're laying in tekiya, it should also be different in the amount of psukkim.
In the amount of psukkim. Why didn't he say more?
Well, you want to show it's lacking something, huh?
Well, the answer really is because we do have more. Don't we have more in Zichronos? We have the, you said, oh, Luka, Luka, Bukacha, all those, Lubasek, Shofar, all those. More is okay.
Right.
Because more, you have 10.
Right. Right,
it could be most. It could be most. It could be most. But you can't be Megarea.
Right, in
Pochus.
Right.
That's what I said. You're right, in Pochus.
Right.
So that's why he says, if you want to make a shinui, you can't make a shinui by being mosif, because then you have the ten. But the shinui would have to be by being poches.
What about impochsim?
What?
What about impochsim asar?
Right, so that's Rabbi Akiva's kasha, that what, that if you're going to say, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that you say the malchis and the kedushas Hashem, and you're not tokeya, so just like you're being Mishana, that you're not Takeya, so you should be Mishana, that you should be Poches, whatever that means. I mean, what kind of question is that?
What kind of question is that?
The thing.
Right.
And what he does ask
kind of question
is not too good. And to Howie's answer, he started to give an answer. Joey's question was, why does it say Imohen? Why doesn't it say the Kol Malchius and Kedushas Hayom, Hashem, Kedushas Hashem. So how would you want to answer for that?
Somehow it's part of the unit of the Gimel Rishonos.
That's right, exactly. So what does it mean it's part of the Gimel Rishonos?
Shevach.
Shevach. Exactly. That's why, in other words, it's not Bakasha, but it's Shevach. So you could say Malchus b'Toras Shevach, and you could say Malchus b'Toras Bakasha. Okay? So Rabbi Akiva asks, how do we know that you have to say 10? What does the Gemara say? We have to go a little bit ahead of it. Hani asara Malchus k'neged mi, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't understand fundamentally, but it's a Gemara. Amar Rebbe k'neged asor hilulim. Hanach t'chsev hu halu b'sek shav. Okay, the Sefer Talmud. Okay, the halukas. And Rav Yosef Amar k'neged asor is a dibros. Shenem lo l'moshim b'sina. Rav Yochanan Amar k'neged asor ma'moros. Shabahen nivra olam. Then the Gemara goes into what they are. Okay, good. So what does the Gemara say? That the Asura has one derivation, correct? The Asura has one derivation, right? So now you put together for me what's the more, what's your discussion? Pronus and the shofar said they have to be 10 is derived from one of those three sources that the Gemara mentions, correct?
Even though it only asks about Malchus?
It only is Hanasar Malchus Kenegan Me. Yeah, I know, that's the way the Rishonim learn it. It's not just on the Malchus because it's on all of them. He says, Yerushalmi, Hani, Esamalchis, Kenegat, Esakimus, Shamadol, Baaluka. So he goes, Yerushalmi goes like that, man. I call on Shamadol, Luka. Asar, Zachonis, Kenegat, Asar, Viduyan. Shami Yeshaya, Rachatsu, Izako. Maxed Basre, Lindu, Hate, Dishu, Mishpot, Ashu, Hamas. Bukhuna, Vinivacha. Yud Shofros, Kenegat Yud Shofros, a par of Isle of Asoir. Okay, so he takes care of Malchios
right.
Separately and Zachronos separately and Shofros separately.
Right. The Baal is not doing that.
Bavli is not doing that.
Is that because it's just taking up Malchios, or are you learning that that the Bavli is learning differently, that over here the tenets are all
three?
It seems
the Bavli is learning that all of them come from because why? Otherwise the Bavli would have to start asking, what about Zacharias and what about Shofros?
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they'd have to ask, but you can't leave it in the air.
Right, the question of the Gemara is, do you need three psukim? Is three b'dievet okay, meaning three for each, or not, or three Torah and
nine.
Suvim, nine, meaning 27?
Right, each one, not each one.
27. Right.
So then still this question is not going to...
So but what's your point? Right, because the Gemara does conclude that...
What's Rabbi Akiva's question on Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? He has, okay, fine, so it's 20, so it's nine, fine. I have no problem with that.
No, but Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri holds the Chatchili in the
time. Yeah, right.
It's only B'dievet. Gimel, Gimel, Mikulon is Yotzo.
Okay.
I mean, it would seem it's a derivation, correct?
How you know the number, you mean?
Yeah. It's a derivation, it would seem.
Seems that's what it's asking.
That's what it's asking, yeah, right?
Yeah,
but... Who's asking?
The Gemara. So Gemara is asking, how do
right.
you have 10?
Yeah, why do you have to have 10? In other words, apparently if there weren't a mocker for 10, then definitely it would have been one from each.
So the reference.
As a reference. But since it's Keneged, so the Keneged ups it to 10. That's what it would seem. In other words, if there weren't the Keneged, you'd have to have one from each. But now that you have the Keneged, so it moves it up to the number 10, so it should be Keneged.
But it does the Keneged even on the sheet of 3. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shalosh Mekulon Yatza, Keneged Torah Vim Tzuvim. Amar La, Keneged Kohanim Vim Yisraelim.
Hmm. And you always have to have a Keneged.
Yeah, I mean a Keneged. Is the Keneged also by Shmon Asher itself? Doesn't it do Yidchaz Brach of Keneged means somewhere kind of...
Keneged Yidchaz Chul Yishav Yishajah.
Right, there's also another one.
Strange thing, was...
Rosh
Hashanah's Tefillah's Chana. Right. Is Tefillah's?
Chana.
So therefore?
No, that's where you get nine brachos from Rosh Hashanah's. Keneged Tefillah's Chana.
That's where it derives, are you saying? The nine brachos?
That's, yeah, it's derived from Tefillah's Chana.
Oh, then this is why you need nine, huh?
Yeah, that's why you need nine.
Where the Gemara brachos is?
The brachos, yeah.
Different than here. You're talking about it. In what you're saying is the answer. In other words, the Kol Malchus and Mohan, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, means why? You asked, why does it say Mohan? So what does it mean? We interpreted that means a what? That has a din of
Shevach.
Shevach. So come out the Malchus has a din of Shevach. The Zachronos and the Shofros have a din of Bakasha. So Rabbi Akiva's kasha is, you can't have one derivation for a it's a different thing. It's a completely different phenomenon. It's shevach.
I mean, it's not just connected 10, but there's a certain quality, a certain character that it has to have.
If they're all alike, so then you could say that it's one derivation. But that's what Rashi is saying. Hol v'shtani means, since it's a shtani for tkios, which means that it's not really the Taras Tefillah, and that's why can't you be tokeya malchus according to him? That was the question that was raised. Why did Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri have to give up the tkios for the malchus? The answer is, because if the malchus is the Taras Shevach, he can't be tokeya.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
It can only be a bakash.
It can only be a bakash. Right?
What's the reason why you can't be tokeya at the Shevach?
Because shofar is a din tefila. Right, that's what we're saying. Shofar is a din tefila. So therefore, you can't be tokeya if it's shevach. So it comes out that it's incommensurate. You have malchus, shevach, zechronos, tefila, bakasha, shofros, bakasha, and that's why you're not tokeya for the malchios, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Rabbi Akiva, so that's a Rashi's whole vishtani, that you don't have tkiyas. Why? Because it's not a tefillah. So how could you learn a keneged 10, one keneged 10 for all these three when they're totally incommensurate?
Okay.
You know what I mean? You can't, it's a different system.
So why should I have psukim all together? It shouldn't be just be reduced, no. It should have nothing, because it's either
psukim all. You can have because you're elaborating on the theme. So you need a psukim. But you can't have keneged yud, one keneged yud for all three.
So why should Malchus?
Oh, you mean, but what does he do with Rabbi Akiva?
Right, it's only the same Mishnah with Rabbi Akiva.
Same Mishnah. Has the same Mishnah. I mean, according to the Bavli, what I'm saying is good. According to the Yerushalmi, that each one is different. In my question, all of you pointed above. How does the Yerushalmi learn? Do you know?
It has learned that initial question.
Does it have the dialogue between Rabbi Akiva and between Rabbi? I'm curious. Let me get the Yerushalmi.
Yeah.
Have over here. And then it's a Kehilam and Moscow.
Me learns it like simple shows.
It's a different category. Do you know what I mean? If you learn how you need 10 in a bakasha, if you learn how you need 10 in a, that's a different thing.
Right. I mean, the Pnei Moshe brings the
Shalom and learns plain shot.
Right, but are the Babis totally rejecting the plain shot?
Yes. Yes, interesting. What the Pshat and the Mishnah is. Is definitely bakasha, and if you're not going to be tokeya, so because you're putting it in shevach, so then what are you masker?
Right.
In other words, Rabbi Akiva couldn't tolerate being masker petaros without tekiyas, so he held that it has to be bakasha.
Right.
But in the Bavli, he doesn't hold that way.
Right.
He also gives Moshe Petaras Shevach. That's not the problem. The problem is, why do you have Esser?
So in the Bavli over...
function. It's not the same function as Zichronos and Shofros.
Right, so when you say Malchios, Zichronos and Shofros, really should be Malchios,
colon,
then you have Zichronos and Shofros. It's not doing the same thing.
That's what Rashi's very good. It says Ishtani. It's more says Ishtani.
Right. It's a totally different category.
Right. You reflect on that. So
right.
Right.
Categorical. It's categorically. You can't say Malchus Achronos Shofros because Malchus is a different thing. It's the enhancement of the Kedushas Hashem.
Right.
There's no triplicate. Malchus Achronos Shofros.
Right.
It's not a triplicate. It's Malchius, which is one halacha, enhanced to Kedushas Hashem on this day. And then, be sure, Malchus is Achronos and Shofros. So they're incommensurate. We're so used to using the three terms.
Right.
But in truth...
Honestly, it makes sense anyway, because you're speaking about God and Malchus, right. And there's Achronos and Shofros, the relationship with the other man.
Right. Right. So the in truth, according to Bechor Menuhi, you really can't say Malchus Achronos and Shofros. Because there's no triplicate at all.
Not a Brachim Shuleshus.
That's it's not three things.
Well, there is kind of, though, because you do have the three sets of the Kiyos. He just says that you're Tokeya,
yeah.
Kedusha, Sayom instead.
That's because the Kiyos go with the Tefillah. So right. The Tefillah of Kedusha, that's Be'emza. But that's Bakasha. So you have Bakasha on Kedusha Sayom in Yitzhakeya. And then you have Bakasha on Zachronos with the enhancement of the Psukim in Yitzhakeya. And you have Bakasha in Shofros. And you also have the enhancement of the Psukim in Yitzhakeya. But the main key point of Be'er HaMinuri is a completely different system.
The Tekiyos are not related to the Machos Zachronos.
Exactly.
Two separate mitzvahs almost.
Two separate mitzvahs.
Right. And Yerushalmi learning, that's Rabbi Akiva's question on it.
That the
Machos Zachronos and Shofros are related, are part of the mitzvah of Tekiya. They're related to each other. So how do you have Machos without a Tekiya?
Right.
He holds them they're related.
He holds them related, right. You mean Yerushalmi.
Yeah, the way that Yerushalmi understands Rabbi Akiva's question.
Right, Rabbi Akiva's question is. Yeah, right. That's right. Because he maintains that the Machos Zachronos and Shofros are all related and it's a triplicate system.
Right.
And Malchus requires tkiyas, and Zachronos requires tkiyas, and Shofros requires tkiyas. Like we learn, like a person ordinarily understands it.
Right.
So Rabbi Akiva's kash is very good. He says, how can you have the Malchus without the tkiyas? Right?
Yeah, right.
So, how can you have the but according to what we're learning, that's not Rabbi Akiva's question, because he understands very well what Rabbi Yochanan ben Ori would tell him. He says, who tells you it's Malchus, Zachronos, and Shofros? Malchus is Allah an enhancement in the Kedushas Hashem, the separate thing.
Right.
And then and Bakasha is where you have Shofros. And there's three Bakashas Bamsa. The fact that you enhance the Chronos and you enhance Shofros is a separate thing.
Right.
What are the three Bakashas?
Yeah, there's some Lo Chakalo and Gula Bechodecha.
Well, that's so
weak. Well, he wouldn't have that. Rehoboam wouldn't have that. It would just be the regular.
Okay,
no, but the Atav HaKatan would be the regular Yontif that you say.
Oh, you mean the, oh, he's right.
Right.
That's exactly right. You're right. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri wouldn't have the Malach.
Right.
He'd have the Malach.
Part of a Kelkot. Part of
a Malach. Malach
Kosh, right. Yeah. This Bekosh would be the...
The Yuvachain Tim Pachtcho was there later after Shas.
It was?
Yeah. They didn't have them in time for us. Take a look at the Rambam. What does the Rambam say?
Who's
after the same? I have to find the source. But anyway, the Shas thing is there. So that's why the Rav said that they put it in for Rabbi Yochanan ben Ori Shita like afterwards. But anyway, so where are we at now? Do we answer the question? Oh yes, we showed the Machlokes in Bavli and Shammai, right?
Right.
And according to the Bavli, that his question is, according to the Bavli, the Malchus, that's Rashi. That's a totally different thing, so therefore, it's not Tefillah, so therefore, how do you actually learn it out from the, how could you be called all of them? It's not uniform, it's completely different. There's no Tekiyas really, according to him, for the Zachronos. For the Psukim of the Zachronos.
For Malchus?
No, according to Bechon, there's no tkiyas for the psukim of this.
Oh, right.
The tkiyas for the bakasha.
Right. You do Kedusha Shayom anyway, also.
That's right. Kedusha Shayom, you know, and the psukim, you still do it together. So it's a whole different system, according to him. So that's why the Bavli says that since it's a completely different system, so Rabbi Akiva's not asking on his system, he's not asking why he has that system. He's asking according to your system, it doesn't work. He's defeating it. That'd be good that what's the name says he had no answer, Rabbi Hanana. But there's one more thing I would add. that the Rav said a very nice thing. The Rav said that when you get to Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, in the Malchus, so you shouldn't take a break. But you should be mitzarei for the Saros HaKos Olema, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, which is the Malchus, be mitzarei for the Elokeinu, 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 Malocha, Kolom, Kolom, Bechvodecha. Why? Because he says, if you look in the Zichronos, so you'll see that the pasuk of the Torah, the last pasuk, the 10th one, is where? Is in the bracha. And in these shofros, it's also in the bracha. But in the Malchus, they couldn't fit into the bracha because you have already the bracha of Malchus that you say in every tefillah. So therefore, he says, you should say, V'sarosu ha'kos v'leim v'shmaisu l'shem l'kenu l'shem l'chad l'kenu l'kenu l'sinu m'loch. Right? So the last bracha really is halacha and tefillah. Is halacha and tefillah. Right? The last pasuk is halacha and tefillah. Correct?
Because it's included in the bracha?
It's included in the bracha. Mm-hmm. So according to that, Rabbi Akiva's kasha is even stronger.
Right.
Because he's saying, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it's Allah and Shevach.
Right. Shalevna.
Correct?
Right.
So it shouldn't have, it should only be nine. Mm-hmm.
Right.
It has no place in the bracha.
Uh-huh. That's very good. Another Rav explained that the last pasuk is tied into the tefillah.
So three, and then one separate.
And then one separate in the right. Tefillah. Right. So according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that it's shevach, so you shouldn't have the last
you
one.
Need it. Right.
It's inappropriate. Ain't sholin b'shol shoshanos. Right. So that would be perfect.
Right.
Okay? Okay, everybody, so we'll stop here.